Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Bai Rav Ashi. So already well into the page. It's about the 10th line down on the page. Beginning of the line. Bai Rav Ashi. Tarnagol Lavan Katua Lemi. What if the guy is walking around the shuk saying, does anyone have a white tarnagol whose leg is cut off? That's what I'd like to buy. So Ma'al Limkar Lo Tarnagol Lavan Shalim. Can you then sell him a tarnagol Lavan that is not Katua, that whose leg is intact? Do we assume that since he was asking for an amputee tarnagol, and such an animal would never be brought l'avodah zarah, so clearly he doesn't need it for the sake of avodah zarah? Or do we assume that that was just a harama, he was doing a trick, he was trying to convince you that he doesn't want it for avodah zarah, but he knows, you know, what are the chances that you'll have an amputee chicken? Obviously, if he's saying, I'm interested in a chicken without a leg, you'll sell him a chicken with a leg, because chickens normally have legs. And if you're going to say that clearly he's just trying to pull a trick, what would be the halacha if he walks around saying, anyone have a white chicken, anyone have a white chicken? And you say, oh, I got a black one, and he buys it. You say, oh, I got a red one, and he buys it. Can you now sell him a white one? Because you see clearly he was willing to buy non-avodah zarah related chicken, so maybe he doesn't want it for avodah zarah. So mi amrin on kivin diav v'shachar v'shachal edom v'shachal lav lavos chavim kabai. Do we say that he's already proven that he doesn't want it for avodah zarah because he bought the black one, he bought the red one? Or do we assume al dilma erum ekamarim? Or do we assume that it was just a harama the whole time, that he's trying to show you, yeah, I'll buy the black one, I'll buy the red one, but he doesn't really want those. He's just trying to convince you to sell him the white one. So Teiku, the Gemara leaves that one unresolved. That question is unresolved. So I'll make a main point over here. The Gemara is not sure if you're allowed to sell him a white chicken when he's looking for a white chicken that's mechusar hever. And we're further Masupuk, if he's already bought a black and a red one, can you then sell him a white one, even though he said he was looking for a white one? Okay, those are both Sveikos. Now we said, Rameir Omer Af Dekel. The Mishnah had said that even a good Dekel tree in Chatzav, you're not allowed to sell to Novid Chavim. So I'm there, Rav Chisla Avimi, Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah from our Rabbeim, Davod Chavim, Davram Avinu, Arba Mea Pirkei Havyon. An unbelievable Kabbalah. Avram Avinu's Maseches Avodah Zarah had 400 prakim in it. Vanan Chamisha Tanan V'Yadin Makamrinan. And we have only 5 prakim in our Maseches Avodah Zarah, and we have a difficult time even understanding our 5 measly prakim of Maseches Avodah Zarah. So says Mar, my Kasha, why are you saying that we don't understand Avodah Zarah? My Kasha, what's the difficulty? What's the challenge that you're saying that we don't understand? The Katani, because it says in the Mishnah, Meir Amar Af Dekel Tav Chatzav V'Niklas Asur Limkar Lo Chavim. It's because it says in the Mishnah that there are certain items that you're not allowed to sell to Novi Chavim. Dekel Tav Hudalam Zavinan. Yeah, and he says a good Dekel tree you're not allowed to sell to Novi Chavim because he might use it for Avodah Zarah. Ha Dekel Bish sounds like a bad Dekel tree, which we would never use for Avodah Zarah. Mizavninan, you're allowed to sell to him. So Rav Chisla was bothered by this because Vatanan, it says in the Mishnah that we're going to see in a few Dapim from now, in Daf Yutes, that Ein Mochron Lehen B'Mechubar LaKarka. You're not allowed to sell anything that's Mechubar LaKarka to Ovid Avodah Zarah. This is a violation of Los Hichanim, that you're not allowed to give them Chaniya B'Karka. So why does the Mishnah have to identify specifically a Dekel Tov is something you're not allowed to sell? You're not allowed to sell any kind of tree that's still Mechubar LaKarka. So Amalei, my Dekel Tov, Peiros Dekel Tov. No, when Rameir says you're not allowed to sell a good Dekel, he means fruits of a good Dekel. V'chein Amar Rav Huna, Peiros Dekel Tov. And Rav Huna says the same thing. Chatzav, what is Chatzav? Kashpa. It's a certain type of date. Niklas, ki asa ravdimi amar, Rav Chama bar Yosef, kuryate. It's a certain type of pre. Amle abayla ravdimi, so I said ravdimi tnan niklas, velo yadinan mahu. It says in the Mishnah, niklas. We don't know what that is. Va'at amrit kuryati, velo yadinan mayahanislan. And you translated and you said it's kuryati, but we don't know what that means either, so you didn't really help us. Amle ahani luchu. Now I did help you, because the Chiazal Hasam, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Amrit lahum niklas velo yadi. If you were to go to the shuk and ask for niklas, no one will have any idea what you're talking about. But amrit lu koryati v'yadi v'kamach v'lach. But if you ask for koryati, they'll know exactly what you're talking about and they'll give it to you. So whereas right now, you're right, you don't know what I'm talking about when I translate the term in the Mishnah because you don't even understand the translation. But if you were to go to Eretz Yisrael, you would actually be able to identify it. So it is worthwhile, the identification that I just gave you. Okay, so main point over here, you're not allowed, although you're not allowed to sell anything that's mechubel karka to a guy, Reb Meir identifies dekel tov for even selling the peros of a good palm tree. It's even a bad palm tree you wouldn't be allowed to sell, but the peros of a good palm tree you're not allowed to sell. So now the Mishnah discusses other things in Allah sell to Gaim. If you're in a place where you don't have to be choshesh, that over the chavim are sleeping with their animals, so you're allowed to so in such a place they're noik to sell goats and sheep to over the chavim. So machrin, you're allowed to do that. Makom shnagul shalol limkar. But if it's a place where they're so depraved that they sleep with their animals and therefore they have a minhag not to sell small animals, small farm animals, to Ovid Chavim, then ein mochrin, then you should not do it either, because it's an iser for the Ovid Chavim to sleep with animals, and therefore it's a violation of Lifnei Iver to sell it to people who are actually chashud on doing such depraved acts. So the Mishnah discusses selling large animals. But certainly you're not allowed to sell a behemagasa, a large animal that would do work for you in the field, because we're afraid that if you would be allowed to sell it to him, you also might come to lend it to him or to rent it to him, and the guy might actually do malacha with it on Shabbos, and a Jew has a mitzvah called Shvisas Behema on Shabbos. And not only are you not allowed to sell large farm animals when they are already grown, but even agolim, musyachim, even small cows and, you know, baby cows, calves and small donkeys, even though they can't yet do malacha, we're afraid that if we allow you to sell those, you'll sell the adults one as well. And shleimin ushevurin, and it doesn't make a difference whether these are healthy animals that are capable of one day doing malacha or unhealthy animals, it's all part of the gezeira that you're not allowed to sell behemos gasos. Rabbi Yehuda matir bishvura, but Rabbi Yehuda says if the animal is disabled and cannot do malacha, you're allowed to sell it. No one's going to come to think anything. We no reason to make a gezeira. No one's going to see it by the guy and come to sell a behema that's fully capable of doing work. Uben beseira matir besus, and ben beseira disagrees with the Tanakama and allows you to sell a horse, because they didn't use horses for avoda. They only used horses for riding, and riding on Shabbos is not an issa d'oraisa. It's asr, but only midrabanan. So you're allowed to sell it to a guy. You don't have to worry if if I'm allowed to sell it to him, I might come to lend it to him, to rent it to him, and then what? He's still not going to violate shvisas behema. So now, it's said in the Mishnah that wherever the minig is to sell behema dakat of the chavim, you can do it. Where the minig is not to, you can't. So Gemara says, but wait, lemeimer di sura leka? You mean to tell me that there's no iser me ikra din to sell a behema daka min hagu hu di ikra, and this is something that's dependent on minag? Hecha dinog nahug, hecha dinog iser nahug, hecha dinog heter nahug, and only where they're noig iser, it's an iser, and otherwise it's mutter, or a minhi. But I'll ask you from another mission that we're going to learn later on in Daf Chav Beis, ein ma'amidin behema bepundukol shalav dikhavim meplei shechashudin al revia. You're not allowed to put a behema in the care of an Ovid Kochavim, because you have to be concerned that he's going to commit bestiality, which is an Isser even for Bnei Noach, so you're going to be in violation of Lifnei Iver. So from the fact that the Mishnah just says that Stam, and doesn't say, oh, if it's in a place, a depraved society, no, just assume Stam, that's the way all of the Kochavim are, that they're all Chashud. So it sounds like it's us no matter what. It's not a matter of Minhag. So Amar Rav explains, no, that Mishnah would agree that there's a difference between different places. Makom she'etiru limkar, in a place where they allow selling a behemah daka, meaning in a case like our Mishnah, that's because they were not choshed, they were not choshed on Raviyah. He tiru liyachet, so then you're allowed to be miyachet, you're allowed to trust him to have the behemah with him under his care. Makom she'asru liyachet, in a place where he's not allowed to have it under under his care because we're choshed him for avia. So asulim kar, you're also not allowed to sell it to him because we're afraid of what he's going to do with it. But it is all dependent on minhag. Reb Lazar omer, and Reb Lazar says to be miyashiv the stira af b'makom shasur liyached mutar limkar, that there's a difference between allowing him to be miyached and selling it to him. Even where you can't allow him, you can't let him be miyached with your animal, you're allowed to sell it to him so it will be his animal. Why? My taima of chavim chasal behemtor shlo te'aker. Even a guy who's suspect in bestiality would only do it to your animal. He wouldn't do it to his own animal because it would harm the animal. And if he needs this animal for its value, he doesn't want to harm it. So if it's his, he wouldn't harm it. But your animal, he'll be perfectly happy to harm. Va'af Rav hadarein, even Rav, who made the whole issue about letting him have yichud with an animal, with your animal, Tali in Minhag, ultimately changed his mind. Because the Gemara is going to say later on, the Svarver Blazar, in a different context. Amrav Techlifa, Amrav Shila Baravim, Mishmei Derav, when we explain a brisa that says that you're allowed to buy behemoths from Gaim for the sake of Karbanos, and you don't have to worry that maybe he did something with that animal, bestiality with the animal, which would make it usher to use for a Karban, that no, you're, it's okay, it's mutter to buy it, because Ovid Chavim chas al behemto shlo teoker. That Ovid Chavim is not going to do that to his own animal. He's concerned that his own animal should not become ruined and unable to have a child because or offspring because of the act that he's doing to it. So essentially, the main point over here is, even in a place where Novid Chavim is chashud on revia, and therefore be usher to sell him a behema daka. Even in a place where he's chash on revia, and therefore it's usher to leave him a behema daka to be alone with, it may still be mutter to sell him a behema daka, because he wouldn't do that with his own animal. He wouldn't commit revia with his own animal, because that would ultimately ruin the animal. Okay, we will stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we will continue further on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph.